For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. At the corner of Union and Front Street, the Cotton Museum at the Memphis Cotton Exchange is not a place one would associate with female beauty. In fact, in the heyday of the exchange, you would have been hard-pressed to find a woman on the trading floor, much less get a good look at her through all the cigar smoke. But recently, the museum's curator, Melissa Ferris, began looking at old archival photos.
In those historic photos, black women are always portrayed as a mammy figure. And then the white women, they're also marginalized in a different way. They're sort of emblems of wealth and status. We have a lot of weird photos of pretty Southern belles clutching cotton bowls or holding bouquets of cotton or posed like a pinup girl on a cotton bale.
The pictures inspired a new exhibit and lecture series at the museum called Black, White, and Beauty: Confronting Race and Feminine Identity in the South. While the cotton trade in Memphis was a wealthy white man's game, it also became intimately connected to Southern ideals of beauty.
Hey, y'all. Memphis says it with fireworks to open its cotton carnival. 5 nights and 4 days of fun and frivolity.
In this newsreel footage from 1961, we get a glimpse of Cotton Carnival, the biggest social event in Memphis. Cotton Carnival was originally created to promote the cotton industry. For years, massive parades down Main Street featured white floats decorated with cotton. Atop the floats were local debutantes, princesses, in ball gowns. The Cotton Museum remembers this tradition in a permanent exhibit. Here again, Melissa Ferris.
Beauty and feminine identity are all subjects that are already tied up in the museum, even if it is an undercurrent. It's not necessarily part of the history of cotton, but it's a part of the way our culture has developed around and always mingled with this cotton culture.
The current exhibit features 7 paintings by Memphis artist Kirsten Williams. She used photos from the museum's archives to take a new look at Southern beauty. Naturally, race is a big part of this story. The original Cotton Carnival was segregated, like the city itself. Ferris says that black society also had its beauty pageants during the Cotton Carnival festivities.
Later on, the Cotton Jubilee was established as a sort of, to borrow a Jim Crow era term, like a separate but equal cotton carnival for the African American community, and they crown their own separate queens.
She says that Williams' paintings, with kaleidoscopic colors overlaying black and white photos, speak to the past and the present.
The color and the angles and the way all these images are sort of coming together talks about change and the future and how our images from the past are sort of incorporated into the way we view ourselves today.
Dr. Ernestine Jenkins from the University of Memphis is a guest lecturer during the exhibition. She's been looking at how notions of cotton, or those stereotypically Southern ideals of beauty, affect women of color.
Dealing with the whole notion of cotton, even symbolically, as being something that is white, and people in their minds and in their visual perceptions probably making a connection between that and white women and beauty pageants as a standard of beauty. But that's a problem, you know, given race.
Jenkins says that with the speed at which images now flow across the internet and increasingly extreme ideas of glamour through surgery and Botox, this is a good time to reexamine what truly defines beauty in a woman.
It's not just about a superficial idea about beauty and what somebody looks like and says is pretty. It's much more political and can be much more dangerous and a matter of life and death even.
For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.